Welcome to today's Christmas cast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. From Jesus of Nazareth, the Infancy Narratives by Benedict XVI. Mary wrapped the child in swaddling clothes. Without yielding to sentimentality, we may imagine with what great love Mary approached her hour and prepared for the birth of her child. Iconographic tradition has theologically interpreted the manger and the swaddling clothes in terms of the theology of the fathers. The child, stiffly wrapped in bandages, is seen as prefiguring the hour of his death. From the outset, he is the sacrificial victim, as we shall see more closely when we examine the reference to the firstborn. The manger, then, was seen as a kind of altar. Augustine drew out the meaning of the manger using an idea that at first seems almost shocking, but on closer examination contains a profound truth. The manger is the place where animals find their food, but now, lying in the manger, is he who called himself the true bread come down from heaven, the true nourishment that we need in order to be fully ourselves. This is the food that gives us true life, eternal life. Thus the manger becomes a reference to the table of God, to which we are invited so as to receive the bread of God. From the poverty of Jesus' birth emerges the miracle in which man's redemption is mysteriously accomplished. The manger, as we have seen, indicates animals who come to it for their food. In the Gospel there is no reference to animals at this point, but prayerful reflection, reading the Old and New Testaments in light of one another, filled this lacuna at a very early stage by pointing to Isaiah 1:3. The ox knows its owner, and the ass its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people does not understand. Peter Stuhlmacher points out that the Greek version of Habakkuk 3:2 may well have contributed here. In the midst of two living creatures you will be recognized. When the time has come you will appear. The two living creatures would appear to refer to the two cherubs on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, who both reveal and conceal the mysterious presence of God. So the manger has in some sense become the Ark of the Covenant, in which God is mysteriously hidden among men, and before which the time has come for ox and ass, humanity made up of Jews and Gentiles, to acknowledge God. Through this remarkable combination of Isaiah 1:3, Habakkuk 3:2, Exodus 25:18-20, and the manger, the two animals now appear as an image of a hitherto blind humanity, which now, before the child, before God's humble self-manifestation in the stable, has learned to recognize him, and in the lowliness of his birth receives the revelation that now teaches all people to see. Christian iconography adopted this motif at an early stage. No representation of the crib is complete without the ox and the ass. As God took upon himself a human nature through the free consent of a woman, so too he asks us, through our free consent, to give him our nature, as Mary gave him one. Then Christ begins to rule our mind. Then we put on the mind of Christ, the love of Christ, the spirit of Christ. Not many are willing to do this. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That is why there are Christmas cards with sleighs and fat men. But there will always be some who will see and understand the meaning, and to all who received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. We cannot have the word Christmas without Christ. So neither can we be merry on the inside without him. Fulton Sheen. The Collect in the Extraordinary Form of Mass. Oremus, omnipotens sempiterne Deus, dirige actus nostros in beneplacito tuo, ut in nomine dilecti filii tui meriamur bonis operibus abundare. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, direct our actions in conformity with your will, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may be worthy to do good works in abundance. Who livest and reignest with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.